Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 today, verses 15 through 18. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 15 through 18. Paul says, "Because I was sure of this, I wanted to come to you first so that you might have a second experience of grace. I wanted to visit you on my way to Macedonia and to come back to you from Macedonia and have you send me on my way to Judea. Was I vacillating when I wanted to do this? Do I make my plans according to the flesh, ready to say yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no." Paul had planned to visit them, but his plans changed, as they do, by the way, when we follow the Spirit. But they were now accusing him of not being sincere, that he wasn't a person that could be trusted. He'd say yes, but the answer was really no, and vice versa. And he's saying to them, no, listen, that's not the case. I wanted to come see you. I had good purposes and reasons why I wanted to come. And as you're going to see later on, he had other reasons why the Spirit of God showed him it wasn't time to come visit them. But he says, listen, do I make my plans according to the flesh or do I make them according to the Spirit is what he's saying. And that's what we need to understand. I'm going to take you back to Romans chapter 15. Listen to how Paul describes his plans to visit the church there in Rome. For Romans 15, 22 through 29, he says, "This is the reason why I've so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain and to be helped on my journey there by you, once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I'm going to Jerusalem, bringing aid to the saints, for Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them, for if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. Now, when therefore I have completed this and I have delivered to them what has been collected, I'm going to leave for Spain by way of you. And I know that when I come to you, I'll come in the fullness of all the blessings of Christ." Paul said, here's my plans. I want to come see you. I actually want to go to Spain too, and I want to go to Spain via you guys in Rome. But right now I'm heading to Jerusalem. I got this love gift that all the Gentile churches have collected for the poor in Jerusalem of the church there, and I need to go do that. Now, as you know, lots of crazy things are going to happen to Paul as he heads to Jerusalem, and he's going to be arrested and all these different things. But listen closely. He had plans, and they were led of the Spirit as he made them, yet the Spirit of God gets to redirect us as he wills. A lot of times God will lead us to head in a certain direction, knowing that he never intends us to end up at that spot he heads us towards. In Acts chapter 8, we see that the Spirit of God tells Philip to leave Samaria, head south down the desert road that goes from Jerusalem to Gaza. Well, as he goes, he meets the Ethiopian eunuch. The Spirit of God tells him to go over to the chariot. The Ethiopian eunuch and he get in a conversation about Jesus. The eunuch gets saved. He baptizes him. And the next thing you know, the Spirit has transported him to Azotus. He never made it to Gaza. The Spirit just told him to head toward Gaza. We need to have plans, but we need to hold our plans loosely. But we also have to live our lives in such a way that people don't see us as wishy-washy, as people that don't do what we say. So in James chapter 5, verse 12, he says, "But above all, my brothers, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation." In order for people to deal with the fact that the Spirit of God changes our plans, we have to be men and women who actually are known for doing what we say we're going to do. So that's why when we make plans, we say, "If the Lord wills, I plan on coming to see you. That is my plan. I am also staying sensitive to what the Lord wants, and if he works it out, I will be there." At the same time, we have to live our lives throughout the days in such a way that when we do say yes and we do say no, it's yes and it's no. We need to be known of men and women of our word. And if we are now going to make promises or let's just say plans for to be with certain people at certain times, we have to tell them when we don't know for a fact that we'll be there, "This is my plan and Lord willing, I will be there." Live your life in honesty so that when God changes your plans, people don't question whether or not you're someone that can be trusted. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.